Chapter 6, Psalms 43 and the Angel. Monday morning, I woke at the usual time. I got my husband off to work and Darren and Dean off to school. Sunshine and I didn't have to go to work until 10 o'clock. We still had some time. We packed lunches the night before and gathered some more clothes, too, for our luncheon group friends. Sunshine was sleeping rather late that morning, so I went to her room and knocked softly on her door. "Are you awake, Sunshine?" I heard her turn in her bed. "Yes, Mom, I'm awake." I opened the door and went in. She lay there, her head half covered. "I don't feel good this morning, Mama." I sat down beside her on the bed, pulling the covers down to see her face. "What's wrong?" "It's my back. It hurts really bad. My stomach, too." "Oh, no, not again," I thought. I could tell by the symptoms it was her kidneys. It had been such a long time since they had bothered her. We really hoped the last surgery had taken care of it. I felt her forehead. "I don't think you have a fever, Sunshine. What do you want to do?" "Just wait a little. I'll see how I feel a little later. Give me about an hour or so, okay?" "Okay, sweetie, I'll go get you something to drink. Are you hungry?" "No, Mama, just bring me some ice water." I brought her a glass of water. "If you need anything else, I'll be in the kitchen, sweetheart." After a few minutes, she came out to the living room and lay down on the couch. "Are you feeling any better, Sunshine?" "No, Mama, I don't think I can go to work today. I just feel too bad." "You want me to stay home with you?" "No, I'll be all right. You go on in. You got to take the lunches anyway." "Are you sure?" "I'm sure, Mama. You go ahead. I'm going to call work and tell them I can't come in." I brought her a damp washcloth. "Here, baby, wash your face. I'm going to call Aunt Carol and tell her to come over. We're going to pray for you before I go." It was so good having Sissy just across the road. Not only did I have a sweet sister to enjoy things with, I also had a great prayer warrior to call on in times of need. In a matter of minutes, Sissy was there with her little bottle of oil. She sat down beside Sunshine on the couch. "What's the matter, Sunshine?" "I think it's my kidneys again, Aunt Carol." "Well, let's pray." We knelt on the couch next to Sunshine. Sissy anointed her and began to pray for her healing. Soon I had to leave for work. I hated leaving without my Sunshine. Sissy reassured me, "I'll be here if she needs anything. And if I have to go home, I'm just a phone call away, so don't worry, Teresa." With that comfort, I went to work. I called home several times during the day anyway. By the next morning, Sunshine was a lot worse. I don't know why God didn't miraculously heal her. We sure prayed hard enough. I know we're all in God's will. But that morning, I decided Sunshine needed me more than the office did. I took the luncheons and gave them to Bill for him and Steve to distribute. And that evening, Sunshine was feeling still worse. When I asked whether she wanted to go to the doctor, she said, "Not yet." But by the third morning, she was running a fever and in a lot of pain. She finally agreed to go. At the hospital, they admitted her immediately. They thought they might have to operate, put her on antibiotics, and so they'd wait and see how she was going to do. It had been years since Sunshine had a serious problem, and now she was back in the hospital again. I hated to leave her that night. She kept telling me, like so many times before, that she would be all right and that she was in God's hands and there was nothing to worry about. I kissed her on the forehead. God bless and keep you, baby girl. I'll be back in the morning. I prayed for her, hearing constantly. The long drive home, I asked God to let her come home soon. We had spent so much of our time together. It was hard for me to imagine the office without her, much less home. I thank God fervently for the time we had together. It was so special to both of us. As soon as I got home, I called Steve and told him about Sunshine's condition. "Don't worry about a thing here, Teresa," he said. "Bill and I will take care of the luncheons for you." "You know," he said, "it's funny. I was just telling my pastor about what you and Sunshine are doing, and he asked me to get with you and see if our church could get involved. I told him it might be taking some of your pay and Sunshine's too, just to buy the food for the luncheons." "You're right about that, Steve. The pastor said he'd like our church to pick up the tab, and he'd even go over there on the afternoons and preach sometimes. He said the church really needs a blessing, too." "Steve, your pastor's timing couldn't be better. Tell him and your church they're welcome to do whatever y'all feel led to do. Sunshine and I really appreciate it. It looks like with you, Bill, and your church, everything will be taken care of until Sunshine and I get back. God bless you, brother. I'll call you tomorrow." I felt relieved knowing everything was going to be taken care of so well. The next morning, I returned to the hospital. Sunshine wasn't doing much better, but the doctor seemed optimistic. "She just needs a little more time. There was probably no need for another operation," he said. I was so thankful. I saw that God was indeed taking care of everything, maybe not the way I thought he should, but his way is always better. That afternoon, Sunshine wanted to do a Bible study on heaven, so we read Revelation 21. We studied each verse word by word. Sunshine wanted me to check out any library books I could find about heaven, especially a book about the precious stones, to see and understand the different foundation stones and the different levels in heaven. I left for about an hour and returned with the books. We were excited about the new things we were learning, and heaven became more real to us than ever before. We read in the Bible about the foundation stones of jasper, sapphire, chalcedony, and emerald. And then we saw pictures of them in the gem book. It was fun. We even drew diagrams. We marveled at the fact that someday, even though undeserving, we'd share in all that beauty and glory. It was such a special day. Driving home that night, my mind kept going over the things we'd studied. Heaven must be so beautiful that our carnal minds couldn't conceive of it. How very much God must love us to create such a place for us to live, not only for a day or for a year or even a century, but for all eternity. I felt so very loved. The next day, after doing the chores and getting the guys off to school, I called my boss again and drove out to visit Sunshine. As I came up the hall, a nurse stopped me. "Are you Sunshine's mother?" "Yes." I said, I could see a smile there was nothing wrong. "You really got a special girl there." "Thank you. I should think so. But why do you say that?" "Well, I took her breakfast into her this morning, and she started telling me about heaven. She got me so fired up on my break, I went back, and we spent the whole time taking notes and reading her Bible. She really loves the Lord, don't she?" "Oh, yes," I replied, "she sure does." I went into her room. "Good morning, Sunshine. I hear you're spreading the good news in here, too. She smiled. I guess so, Mama. I told her what the nurse had said. She smiled again. I couldn't hardly sleep last night thinking about how beautiful it all must be and how lucky and blessed we are. I want everybody to go, Mama. Me too, baby. We spent another wonderful afternoon together. Steve and Bill dropped by to surprise Sunshine after they had fed the luncheon group. I had to go back home that evening to fix supper for the guys. The doctor had said she was coming along just fine and would probably only need a few more days of hospital care. She did seem much better. Naturally, the whole family was elated to hear it. After serving supper, washing the dishes, and spending some time with the guys, I went to bed. I was exhausted, but relieved because I knew my Sunshine was getting better. It seemed I only had slept a few minutes when the phone rang. It was 4 a.m. My heart sunk. Oh, God, don't let it be the hospital, please. Don't let it be something bad about my Sunshine. I grabbed the phone hastily. Yes? Her sweet little voice said, Mama. Yes, Sunshine, what's wrong? Nothing, Mama. Listen, you won't believe what happened to me tonight. Well, what is it, baby? Oh, Mama. She was so excited she could hardly speak. Listen, Mama, listen. I was just visited by an angel. A what? An angel? Mama, an angel right here in my room. Oh, Sunshine, are you sure you weren't dreaming? No, Mama, it wasn't a dream. It was real, believe me. A real angel. Oh, Mama, it was so wonderful. And she described the events of the night. After her supper, she watched TV for about an hour, read her Bible, started praying, and soon fell asleep. In her sleep, she heard God say, Wake up, Sunshine. She woke briefly and dozed back off. Again she heard God say, Wake up, Sunshine. Again, thinking it was only a dream, Sunshine fell back to sleep. The third time, she felt her bed move as if someone bumped it hard. She heard God say, Wake up, Sunshine. I have something to tell you. Shocked and very alert, Sunshine sat up. There at the foot of her bed stood an angel. He was tall, all dressed in white, and Sunshine felt an immense love emanating from him. Then the angel said, Psalms 43, Sunshine. Psalms 43, that's for you, all right? And before Sunshine could answer him, he was gone. How did he go, Sunshine, I asked. He just disappeared, Mama, right while I was looking at him. He disappeared. Are you sure, Sunshine? Are you sure it wasn't a big nurse or something? Mother, please. Surely I know the difference between an angel and a nurse. Please believe me, it was no nurse. I'm sorry, baby. It just seems so hard to believe. I know, Mama, it would be for me too, but you can't believe in God without believing in the supernatural and in the Bible. And the Bible speaks of angels, so why wouldn't one come and visit me tonight? You're right, Sunshine. Tell me, what did Psalms 43 say to you? That's it, Mama. I've read it twice now, and I still can't figure out what God is trying to tell me. Listen, Mama, let me read it to you. See if you can understand what God is saying to me. Go ahead, baby, I'll try. Okay, Mama, here it is. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because the oppression of the enemy? O, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill, unto thy tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp I will praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Mama, I don't understand what all this means. I know it's all my future, but I don't understand it. I sat there for a moment, shaking my head. I don't understand it either, baby. It's heavy. It's really deep. We went over and over Psalms 43, trying to figure out what God was saying to us through it. We prayed and sought God's guidance. We looked up other scriptures on angel visitation through the Bible to find a reference or a precedent for what Sunshine had experienced. We rejoiced and agonized over what had happened for about 2 hours. Then Sunshine called Sissy and explained the night's events to her, hoping Sissy would have insight for her. But like me, Sissy could only tell her that in time she would know. God would reveal it to her. That morning, Sissy came over to my house with the Bible in hand. She seemed worried as she entered my living room. "Good morning, Sissy." "Good morning," she said. "What did you think of Sunshine's call this morning?" "Well," she began, "it sure was a strange conversation for so early in the morning." She paused. "But there's no doubt in my mind Sunshine was visited by an angel, and no doubt he gave her Psalms 43 either. But what I don't know is why that particular chapter or those particular words." She shook her head and went on. "What does that have to do with Sunshine?" "I don't know. I just don't know." She asked me when was I going to go visit Sunshine. "In about a half an hour, Sissy. Why?" "Well, let's pray before you go. I really feel burdened about this," she said. We knelt right then and prayed. Sissy prayed so hard and was so concerned she was crying. When we got up, she said, "Tell Sunshine her Aunt Carol loves her, and I'll keep praying to get an answer for her." She left. In about an hour and a half, I was walking into Sunshine's room. We had really had a burden on her face. My sweet, bubbly, high-spirited little encourager looked so disturbed. It was odd to see her like that. "What's wrong, baby?" "Mama, I just can't figure all this out." "Well, stop worrying about it, Sunshine. God will reveal it to you in His time. Just consider yourself lucky. How many people get visited by an angel?" "Yes, Mama, you're right. I do feel very fortunate that an angel visited me, but I wish I could understand his message." "Sweetie, you look so worried, like the weight of the world is on your shoulders." "I'm all right, Mama. I guess I just need, all this needs to just sink in time. I'm sure it will." She turned and looked out the window. I pulled a chair up between her and the bed and the window and set my arm on her bed. She took my hand and squeezed it. "I love you, Mama." I squeezed hers back. "I love you too, Sunshine. I just know everything's going to be all right." I know," she said. We both just sit there looking out the window. Several minutes passed in silence. We just sat watching the clouds go by. Then Sunshine, speaking softly, said, "How far was it from our house to the cliff, Mama?" I was somewhat taken aback by her question. "My goodness, Sunshine, you mean when me and Lucky fell?" "Yeah, how far was that?" "Oh, I don't know, baby. I'm surprised you still remember it. You weren't were more than 4 or 5 at the time. That was 15 years ago. I know, Mama. How far was it? She insisted, still staring out the window. I don't know, maybe 10, 12 city blocks. I don't know, about a half a mile. Why you ask? Did you ever wonder how I got from the house to the cliff, Mama? Only a million times. Why do you ask? Do you remember when you came home from the hospital, you asked me how did I find you? I sure do remember. I thought about it often. Well, I told you then that a man helped me. I vaguely remember you saying that, Sunshine, but I thought you were just making that up. I know I didn't see any man. Aunt Carol didn't mention any man. Well, there was, Mama. I remember it like it was yesterday. It all just came back to me. I was swinging, and this man came up to the fence and said, "Come, Sunshine, your mother needs you." So I took his hand, and he led me all the way to the cliff where you were. But I didn't see him, Sunshine. He was there, Mama. I sat there for a few seconds, shaking my head. But, Sunshine, your hand, it was covered with puncture wounds from the barbed wire fence. Why? Because you had told me to keep a hold of the fence, Mama, and I did. I didn't need to, though. He had my other hand. He led me all the way to Aunt Carol's gate. Then he told me, "Go tell your Aunt Carol what your mother said." When me and Aunt Carol came back out, he was gone, Mama. Mama, that man was the same one who visited me last night. He was the angel. Chills went from my head to my toes and back again. Dumbfounded, all I could say was, "My word, Sunshine. It's all the truth, Mama. I knew last night when I saw the angel that I had, it's like I had known him all my life. I knew I'd seen him before, but then I was confused because I knew I'd never seen an angel before. But he was the same angel who visited me last night. He was the same man who took me to help you. It's like he's always been there, Mama. It's like somehow I've always known he was there." I was stunned. I sat back in my chair. As I thought about this, I told myself, "Well, yes, I believe in the supernatural. God is the supernatural, and I know he's real. And yes, I believe Sunshine. She wouldn't lie." All those years, I never understood it. It never made sense to me how a 5-year-old girl, so blind she couldn't see her hand in front of her face, could walk a half a mile to find her mother that she didn't even hear yelling. A mother that had fallen off a cliff that Sunshine didn't even know was there. What other explanation was there? I got so choked up I began to cry. I wasn't even a Christian back then, not a real Christian. But God still thought enough to send an angel to Sunshine to rescue me, and I never even knew it, or ever even truly thanked him. I looked up at Sunshine. She was crying too. "You might have died then, Mama." "Yes, I sure could have. How many thankless times has God been there to help us?" "Yes, I know what you mean, Mama. I guess we won't truly know until we get to heaven." I hugged Sunshine and sat back down. Soon both of us were just staring silently out the window again, reviewing the events of the past. I kept thinking over and over, "How many times, God? How many times?" As we came slowly out of our spiritual awe, we talked about all the times that we could have and should have been hurt or killed. Each time we considered our good fate to be nothing but such thing. I'll never again be so presumptuous as to attribute my life to anything other than God's mercy and divine plan. Soon Sunshine was well enough to go home. Her first day back, she asked, "Do you know what I'd like to do, Mama? I want to go to the park to see our luncheon friends. I miss them all so much." The luncheon had always been between 2 and 3 o'clock. It was about 2 then. "Honey, you just got out of the hospital today. Why don't we wait till tomorrow? We'll call Steve tonight before he goes to work." So that evening, we called Steve. "How's it going, Steve?" "Real good. Every day we grow bigger and bigger. Sunshine got out of the hospital today. She's feeling much better. She's biting at the bits to go back to the park to see all you good people." "Thank God," he said. He and Bill had gone up to see Sunshine that afternoon and found that she had checked out. Her doctor said she still needed a lot of bed rest, but she still wanted to come to the luncheon tomorrow. "Great. So many people will be asking about y'all. We'll be glad to see you. Okay. It's still at 2, right?" "Yep. It's like you girls set it up originally, except it's a little bigger now." Sunshine was so excited the next day about going. She loved those people so much. We both did. As we were driving to the park, we could see the crowd at the pavilion a long way off. "Boy, Sunshine, look at that crowd. There must be over 100 people there." "I see, Mama," she said excitedly. "It's quite a group." As we pulled up to the pavilion, heads started turning. "There's Sunshine and Teresa," I heard some lady yell. Before we were even out of the car, they came running over to us, and we were surrounded by our friends. Bill ran up and grabbed Sunshine and hugged her. "It's so good to have you back. Look," he said, as he stepped backwards. "Remember this, Sunshine?" He pointed to his shirt. "This is the shirt you bought me the first day we met." Sunshine smiled. "And you still look handsome in it, Bill." We tried to make our way to the pavilion. So many people stopped and hugged us and told Sunshine how glad they were that she was better, that they had prayed for her every day we were gone. Steve stood on one of the tables in the center of the pavilion. "Everyone," he said, "listen, everyone, I want your attention." The crowd quieted. "For the few here who don't know them, these are the girls who started this whole thing, Teresa and Sunshine. I want everyone to show them and God how much we appreciate them." He started clapping, then everyone joined in. The crowd shouted and whistled. Sunshine looked at me with big tears and a big smile. So many came over and hugged us. Then Bill got up on one table. The crowd was still applauding, and he raised his arms. "Listen, listen, you guys," he said. The applause settled down. "Listen, I want to say something," he continued. "Since I've been here from the beginning, and I remember when it was just Teresa, Sunshine, and me having lunch and studying the Word, I want to give these two sweet girls a present. I know it'll make them happy." He motioned for me and Sunshine to come up to the table with him. We stood on either side of him, and he put his arm around us. "Girls, I want you to know how much I love you both." Then he said, "My special gift to you is this. Yesterday, I decided to enroll in Bible seminary." Then he shouted, "I'm going to be a minister." The crowd applauded wildly. Sunshine and I both hugged Bill. "Thank you. Thank you," Sunshine said. We were so proud of Bill and happy, too, that he had made that decision. "Thank you, Bill. We love you so much," I told him. That, indeed, was the best president in the world. and that alone truly made all the work worthwhile. If it were just that one person, it would have been worth it when we looked around the crowd and seen what looked like 100 being there. How thankful we were of God's multiplied blessings to us. We got down from the table and talked with our friends, new and old. We met Steve's friend from church, who had come to help in our absence. They had laid out quite a spread for the luncheon. It was so nicely prepared and arranged, it looked like a banquet. I met each of Steve's helper and thanked them for sharing their time and effort. Sunshine and I helped serve the banquet. Then, like before, while everyone was eating, Steve grabbed his guitar and started playing and singing. As the people finished their meals, they joined in. Steve and Sunshine got back up on the table. He played the guitar and she was clapping and singing. Then one of Steve's church friends handed Sunshine a tambourine, and soon the whole pavilion was jumping with God's praise and song. I took the hand of two standing beside me and started dancing, making a big circle around the pavilion. Soon everybody was dancing, holding hands, weaving in and out of the tables. What a joyous time we were having. Then it was time for Bible study. Steve and his friends passed out copies of their Sunday school lesson that they had been teaching from. What a great idea. Everyone could follow along in the lesson being taught. They could even take it home with them, too. Sunshine and I each took a seat. Before, we had always done the teaching. This time, we sat in the front row. Steve asked Bill if he would like to read the lesson that day. Sure, Bill said. As Bill began to read, I watched him. He was so confident and assured. My mind went back to the day just a few months earlier when Sunshine and I found him laying in the alley. He hardly looked like the same man. How awesome is the mighty power of God! Bill was truly a new creation. Later we talked with Bill for a while before he had to go to work. He had gotten an apartment and two of his luncheon friends were living with him. He was helping them to get on their feet. Before we left, we found Steve again. You're doing a great job here, Steve, I told him. Well, you and Sunshine sure started a great thing. I can't tell you how this has blessed me, as well as my church. We've really had a miraculous turning in our church since we've been involved in this. Well, Sunshine said, that's what God promised. He would bless those who bless others. He sure is doing it here, Steve. During the drive home, Sunshine was very quiet. Then she said, Mama, I really feel like our work at the park is over, isn't it? I feel so too, baby. Mama, do you feel like God used us to get it going so Steve and his church could see what to do and then build from there? Yes, I do, Sunshine. I think that's it exactly. In a way, I'm so proud God used us like that, but in another way, I kind of feel sad it's over, she said. But you know, Mama, I really have a feeling God is moving us forward to even something much bigger, much better things. Yes, baby, I agree. I know if you're in God's will, there's no such thing as standing still. I can't wait to see what He has in store for us next.